The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante, and you're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. With me today are Ryan Morgan and Andrew Hammerlink. Ryan Morgan is a certified strength and conditioning specialist and has his degree in exercise science from Rockhurst University. He's also the owner of Pursuit Fitness. And Andrew Hammerlink is a certified functional strength coach and has his master's of science in human performance. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Yeah, I'm so glad to have you guys here. So you are both with Pursuit Fitness and Performance, and tell me a little bit more about what Pursuit Fitness is.
Yeah, so Pursuit Fitness, we're a gym that specializes in group and personal training, and we really have kind of a specialty in working with people that are 45 and older, helping them increase their health and fitness so really that they can live the highest quality of life as long as possible.
And, you know, I've become more and more about longevity. And, you know, as I've overcome autoimmune disease and started to work on balancing hormones and doing all these other things, I'm looking at how can I be the most functional the longest I can possibly be, right? You know, because we look at people as they age and start to see those comorbidity type things happening where people are losing the ability to move around freely and do the things that they want to do in life. And what a sad way to enter retirement, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, what good is living to be 100 years old? You know, science is getting better and better, so people are living longer and longer. But if your last 10 to 15 years of your life are not very, you know, great quality, then why does it even matter, right?
Right, right. And so how do the two of you work together within the gym? I've come and observed a class. It was really cool to see how everything flows. So share a little bit more about the relationship that two of you have there.
Sure. So Andrew is really my right-hand man at this point. I started out doing every job possible, right? When I started the gym, it was a one-man show for a long time. And over time, we brought on members of the team, and Andrew has really been the person that handles all of our operations now. He trains all of our training staff. He keeps us everything consistent between all of the coaches. He designs all of the programs and really is in charge of the member experience. So that's really Andrew's job, and we collaborate each week on making the gym a better place.
Yeah, and it certainly seems like you have a really great team there, the two of you, and then you also have another trainer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have another full-time trainer named Anna Sherry, and she does coaching as far as training exercise portion, and then she also handles all of our nutrition. She's our director of nutrition over at Pursuit Fitness, so she handles that piece, which is a large piece of the puzzle, as you know, to help people with their lifestyle outside of the gym, too.
Absolutely. You know, I love that. For sure. So, all right, what is your kind of philosophy? You have an interesting approach there at Pursuit.
Yeah, so our philosophy is that everybody is different, right? So you can't train two people the exact same way. And really, we need to approach everything in a personal way. So we kind of sum it up. We tried to think of an easy way to explain this to people, and we came up with what we call the P3 method. And it stands for personal, progressive, and partnership. And those words really kind of, we think about those words in everything that we do. Everything, every process needs to be personal. Our relationships with our members are very personal. Our relationships with our coaches and our team is very personal. And it's really a family environment. And then the word progressive is very important because we're looking to help people make 1% progress each time they come in. It's not about going from point A to point B in a month or two. It's really trying to help people make progress at the right rate for them. And everybody is, again, different from where they're starting at. They might not have exercised for 10, 15, 20 years, and we need to start with them at a different point. Then we may have somebody that's been exercising for 20 years and is looking just to find the right type of exercise program for them. We need to meet them at a different point in their journey. And then partnership, we really see ourselves as partners with our members, because really coaching is best done when there's it's a two-way street, right? The coach can't do all of the teaching. There has to be some feedback back and forth from our members too, for them to get the best results. And we really see ourselves as kind of their guide, more as just, you know, their drill instructor, right? So we're really focused on that type of relationship with our members.
I love that. And I love that you meet people where they are. I think that's tremendous, because I know in my integrative nutrition training, it's just been very important to, just consider the bio individual, right? There's so many different variances from person to person, and really meeting someone where they are can make such a big difference. And I loved everything about your philosophy there at Pursuit Fitness.
Thank you.
Yeah. For sure. So, all right, let's talk about some, you've got some great notes here. So common issues, and things that mature adults face when they exercise. I have to tell you, so I am turning 39 in a couple of weeks, which we can't necessarily, some people wouldn't call that mature yet, but I'm starting to feel some aches and pains. You know, I've been through a long health journey, and there were a few years where I couldn't really get active the way that I wanted to, and I'm still somewhat limited, although I'm working into things. So I'm interested in these as well. I think it's, yes, it applies to mature adults, but I think it really is a great note for a lot of people. So talking about common issues, you talk about gym intimidation, and I think that's a big one. I'm there.
Yep. A lot of people are, actually. That's probably the number one thing I hear the most when new people come into our gym, that whole, they've been to gym before, it's really scary though, they're scared to go back, or they don't want to go in the first place, whether they've not been there in a couple of years. Some people have never been there their whole life. So that's just a real fear that a lot of people have. And if you look at like a normal gym that most people think of, there's usually a lot of younger people, mostly males. If you ever see like the free weight area, there's just a lot of loud noise, weights banging around. It's a very scary, intimidating place. So what we've kind of realized, and what all of our members appreciate when they kind of come in, is that it's a community environment first and foremost. So they look around and they see people like them, everybody there with a similar goal, similar backgrounds. Not everybody here was a high school athlete star or anything like that. They're just people here that are looking to live a longer, better quality life. So that's what they love, that community environment.
Yeah, I think that's huge. And so you've got the community environment, but then you also have, really an emphasis on running your own race. Yeah, you're doing this together, but yeah, do your thing too, right? So talk about running your own race and what that means there.
Yep, absolutely. So a lot of people, if they've had any previous, whether group or personal training background experience, a lot of the time is they just hop into the gym that first day and they go straight into the workout with everybody else. They just hop right into it and they try to keep up with everyone else also. But like we've kind of talked about, everybody has a different starting point. So not everybody should be doing the same thing at the same time in the same way. They all need different levels. They need different environment, different coaching cues. Everybody's doing something on their own pace, and that's what we try to get into people from day one. So what we do, we have this thing called the functional movement screen. If you're not familiar with that, or anybody listening isn't familiar, it's basically a general assessment, not see what's wrong or right with you, but just what's issues do we need to be aware of, what can you do really well, where should we start, what should we avoid for right now, what do we need help with, whether it's a physical therapist or a doctor help with. It just gives us a good starting point for them, and then we base everything we do off of that going forward.
Okay, and then talking about, where are most people getting their information right about the way they should be exercising?
Yeah, absolutely. So not that it's a wrong thing, but most people's only source of information is their doctor. And while doctors are very smart, they're awesome at what they do, exercise and nutrition and all that usually isn't one of them. And no shame on them. They have a lot of other education, a lot of other schooling. But
it's not always something that's covered in their programs.
And if it is, it's just very little. And more so from their experience. So if anybody's ever been to a doctor's office, I mean, I even have, and I'm by no means a very mature adult quite yet. But even I've been told by doctors what to do, what not to do exercise-wise, and I have my master's in this field. So even for me, they have to kind of water it down just because some of their previous experience, whether it's they've told someone what to do and they did it wrong and now they're hurt and they're getting mad at the doctor, but it's just miscommunication between the doctor-patient, or whether the doctor is spending all this time with someone helping them and then that person just doesn't follow through with it. So now the doctor's like, I don't want to waste my time again. So they have to water it down to the very basics that they can just so that somebody does something, which is great from that point of view. But for those people listening that are just really motivated and want to know what's the best thing to do right now, not what's the easiest, simplest, there's probably better avenues to go down than what they usually hear.
Sure. Well, and what I love about the functional and integrative medicine field and the doctors that I work with in that field is that they know that they're not experts on everything and they're okay with that.
Right.
They really understand the value of a team approach. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's great about companies like yours, because you're willing to not only work as a team within the gym, but also work with other practitioners kind of collaboratively, from what I've observed. And I think that's tremendous. So, all right. So talking about, now you have a little quote on here from the Surgeon General in 1988.
Yeah. So that's yeah, absolutely. That's kind of a great example of this in action. So back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, there's this whole big movement of how different fats were the worst thing in the world. The Surgeon General in 1988 came out with a big paper, and the basic premise of it was cut out the fat. And the whole population at that time was kind of in a scare about anything fat. So in the 90s, they had this huge, highly processed, low-fat, high-carb alternative. So if anybody's around, like I grew up on Snackwells, I'm by no means immune to this. My parents fed me Snackwells all day, and that's just low-fat, high-carb alternative. But now kind of what we're hearing and what you know and whatnot, all these highly processed things might not be the best solution to everybody. But trying to get that through to somebody's head who, when they were growing up, heard from the Surgeon General, like the king when it comes to health, it's kind of hard to get past that. So that's where that coaching really comes into play.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's huge. And I love that you have that on here. I was like, we can't miss that because that's one of my, I think that was really maybe one of the greatest mistakes ever in terms of affecting human health in an adverse way, cutting out the fat. So glad that you're doing that. And I love that you cover nutrition there. So, all right. So there's more to the gym than machines is another thing that you have on here. And I love that because, yeah, that's one of the gym intimidation issues for me as I walk in and I'm like, what are all of these things?
Absolutely.
And what do I do with them?
And rightfully, it's right. Very scary looking. Like, have you looked at a machine? They're scary looking. But then you go to that free weight area where it's just like a dumbbell and you see all these big macho people over there doing it. And you're like, I don't want to go in that area. I'll get hurt. So I'm going to go over where no one else is.
Also feels awkward. Yes.
It feels awkward. I don't enjoy it.
You're comfortable there, right?
Yeah.
We probably don't even feel comfortable doing that. So it's anybody else listening, like we're right there with you. So what most people do in that situation is they go where it looks least intimidating. And that's usually either the cardio equipment, like a treadmill or elliptical or something like that, or some of the machines where you sit on and lift your legs up or press it. While those are by no means bad things, they certainly have a point, especially in a rehab setting. When it comes to like what we talked about earlier, that quality of life, we need to think about better avenues. So what I like to call people, I'm a certified functional strength coach, and we talk about functional training a whole lot. So something's function is essentially that thing's purpose. So functional training is just purposeful training. So what's your body's function? To sit in a chair lifting weights, or is it to move your own body to enjoy your life? So we really try to do that as much as we can. We use our body as resistance, or we hold additional weight to our body, and we move our body versus just sitting in a chair doing something, if that makes sense.
That makes absolute sense to me. Yeah. So, and what an intuitive way to approach fitness.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Really though, you know what I mean? Because it just seems like we, as humans, we tend to love to overcomplicate things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you have to think about what is somebody coming to you for, right? They're not coming to get stronger at lifting a dumbbell for a curl or doing some machine for a certain amount of weight. You know, they're coming to us for bettering their life in some way. And that could be just being able to play with their kids and their grandkids better and get up and down off of the ground, off the floor. It could be as simple as that. Or maybe they have bigger goals in life after retirement. They want to travel the world. They want to see really cool places. They want to go on amazing hikes and adventures. We have people from both ends of the spectrum there. But in the end, they're coming to us for that reason, not to get stronger and lift 20 more pounds. You know, that's just a means to the end.
Yeah, and it is kind of a move it or lose it situation with the human body, right?
Exactly.
It stiffens, and actually the tissues change mm-hmm. over time into harder and harder forms, right? So to simplify it, yeah.
And I'm 32 years old right now, and by no means, I'm far younger than a lot of our members are, but I noticed things already at 32 years old that I'm not liking already, but my body is changing and I'm feeling different than I used to, 5 years ago. So it only happens more and more over life if you don't take care of your body. And, you know, it doesn't matter when you start. You don't have to start when you're 30 years old, but at some point you need to start.
Yeah, and I know we're going to touch on that a little bit more later, but yeah, I think it's just so important to just bring that point out. And I know you as a business owner spend a fair amount of time at a desk, I'm sure now too. And even though you're mm-hmm. in the gym, you're at the desk in the gym, and you start to notice things change posturally and otherwise.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you recommend to someone that's maybe dealing with that, by the way?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, some of your previous guests on the show, Katie McKenzie, I was listening to her interview with you, which I enjoyed a lot.
Good. Yeah, love her. So.
She was talking about how it's like really hard to get your workouts in through the day and just try to sprinkle them whenever you can. And that's something we actually talk a lot to some of our members about. So even if you can't get away for a full hour every single day to a gym or something like that, there's certainly things you can do throughout your workday to help kind of prevent some of those postural changes and those tissues hardening like we talked about. So one of the go-to recommendations for some of our members is if you have like an alarm on your phone, everybody has a phone, you just set an alarm for every 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever makes sense to you, and just get up and move around for 2, 3, 4, or 5 minutes. So start simple and then build it up. We've given them stretches to do, some easy sit in your desk chair stretches you can do, or movements you can do in your office when no one's looking, just anything you can to get moving, just to sprinkle those workouts in throughout the day. That's a great starting point.
So yeah, so it doesn't matter when you start, get started, right? And so let's talk a little bit more about that. So people who weren't active when they were younger and now they're kind of going, okay, I got to get started. What do I do? You know, what do you have to say about that topic?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people have the mindset of possibly it's too late to get started. We've heard that from a lot of people. They think that, you know, just because they didn't exercise for the last 20 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever it may be, that all is lost. And that's just not true. They've actually done studies on this now of people that have exercised their whole lives, people that have not exercised at all throughout their entire life, and people that started later in life in their 40s and 50s. And what they've seen is that people that have exercised their whole life and people that have started later in life actually see the same amount of benefit as far as longevity goes. Their risk of dying early actually decreased by 35% for the people that started later in life. So what that says is that, you know, you don't have to, you know, all is not lost just because you didn't exercise the last 20 years. You can start at 40, 50, 60 years old and still get a tremendous benefit from it. So that whole premise of just, you know, I didn't do it back then, and now I have, you know, I can't get started now, it's too late, it's just been proven wrong.
So it's never too late. Never say never.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you say to someone though? I think this comes up a lot in my practices. I'm talking to people and they're kind of like, well, you know, I haven't, and so I don't know. And what if I hurt myself? Right. How do you approach that mental block?
Yeah, absolutely. So we talk a lot about 1% improvements versus 100% improvements when it comes to, I don't want to hurt myself, I've never done this before. So a lot of people, it's kind of that running your own race concept again. So they want to just jump right in, and if they see someone else over here doing like a 100-pound lift, well, I got to do that too, because that's where I should be. And that whole should is that real enemy, that should ward. And we got to get rid of that ward the best. So it doesn't matter what you should do. What are you doing? What can you do? And let's start there.
I was just, that's so funny. That came up in the interview last week with Lindsay Walden. She's a certified sex therapist, actually. And we were talking, she's like, yeah, don't shoot on yourself. It's like, yeah, I say that to people all the time. Don't shoot on yourself. Yeah.
That mental, and yeah, it's an enemy.
Just throw it out the window. Yeah. So, all right. So let's talk about some of the risk factors and things that people need to think about as they mature, right? So fall risk comes up a lot.
Yep. So the fall risk, that's huge. So a lot of our members here, that's something that they have either experienced or worry about either experiencing today, tomorrow, or 10, 15, 20 years down the road. And they're doing the best they can right now to prevent it, which is awesome. That's what we're all about. So just some general facts. So the CDC, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they kind of, their studies, they show that 1 out of every 4 seniors will take a spill every year. And if you think about that, that's huge.
That is huge. That's actually kind of terrifying.
It is a little bit. Yep. 1 out of every 4 seniors will take a spill. And falls are the number one cause of injury and death due to injury for adults 65 years and older. So just looking at those numbers, like, fall risk is a big deal. It's somewhat likely to happen, 25% chance it'll happen to you, and that's the number one cause of your injury. So we need to do everything we can to help prevent that. And that's kind of the goal.
So how is working out going to help with that?
Absolutely. So the good news is there's tons of studies backing all this up, that exercise, strength, it'll all help you as you go. And so you said I had my master's degree in human performance, so I got really comfortable through that program, reading research studies. I learned to love scientific journals and all that stuff that makes no sense, abstracts and conclusions and all that. So a lot of studies I could quote, but a couple basic ones for people. So there's a study that was done. They did it in adults 65 to 82, very limited prior exercise experience. So these people never been to gym. They didn't know what they were doing. And what they did was just sitting in a machine, leg extensions and curls. So for those that don't know what those exercises are, you basically sit in a chair, lift your leg up as high as you can, like you're picking up weight with your leg, and then you flip over on your back and you kick your heel to your butt. So just leg extensions, so you're straightening out your leg and then you're bending your leg against resistance. That's all they did, just those two exercises, which you talked about a little bit ago, weren't all that functional for you in your life. And they saw that drastically, significantly improved strength and balance in all those adults, just doing it 1 to 2 times a week for about 4 to 6 weeks. So it was not very long at all, very minimal basic strength training, and it helped improve not only their strength, but more importantly, the balance.
Wow. Okay. That's huge. I want to add to that. So I, you know, during my stuff that I was dealing with, right, like I had a lot of vertigo and autoimmune issues with balance. And I found that actually there's a huge link between gluten. It's called gluten ataxia, I believe, where people that have an intolerance to that food or certain other foods as well can trigger this, will have inner ear issues and it'll cause balance problems as they get older. It will contribute to that. So I'm just going to leave that here.
Well, it's actually funny you mentioned that.
Yeah, are you familiar?
So we have a couple of members at our gym right now who, for the first couple of years they were at our gym, they could not balance on a single leg or split stance where one leg's in front, one's behind. They really struggled with all those. They needed sticks and poles to help stay upright. And then they recently got ear work done, so they kind of fixed whatever was going on in the ear, the vestibular system.
Ah,
and
yes.
Their balance hasn't, like, it was night and day difference with their balance. So there's a whole lot at play there, whether it's from food or different, yeah, just things wrong, structural issues in the ear, the brain. There's a whole lot there.
So now I've had some vestibular therapies done as well through functional neurology. So that, was it functional neurology or was it an audiology type thing or what are you?
I'm not exactly sure what was going on there.
Curious.
Yeah, okay. I'm not exactly sure what's going on with them specifically.
All right. Well, personal curiosity will follow up later.
We'll do.
Yep. Sounds good. All right. So getting up and down off the floor. Let's talk about that too, because that, there's actually, what is it? They say that if you can sit cross-legged on the floor and then stand up without using your hands, that you'll live to be like 90 or something.
Like quick and easy.
That's the myth, right?
Yep, quick and easy. A little bit of myth, but quick and easy assessment to see just how well can you control your body.
So that's real.
People do that study. Yeah, I'm not sure if there's any scientific backing for it, but I mean, it's awesome. If you can do that, power to you.
I've heard my grandma always swore by it, so I figured I'd ask.
Yep. So there is some studies that they do. So the usual one, I'm blanking on the name. It has like three P's in the name of it. But it's a test. Essentially, you lay on the ground and you see how easy it is for you to get off the ground from laying a full all on the ground on your back position. How many points of contact you need. So do you have to put both feet on the ground, your knee on the ground, your hand and elbow on the ground to get up? Can you do it with just the feet, no hands? Do you need your elbow but not your wrist? So basically, how many points of contact? And then once you're up, do you need to push your hands onto your knee to get all the way up or not? So they did that test and they did that in a bunch of seniors, and they saw that for those that needed the most support getting up and down off the ground, they were 5 times more likely to die in a 6-year follow-up. So the more help you needed getting off the ground, the more likely you were to die 6 years later.
Well, that's pretty heavy stuff.
That's pretty scary. Yeah.
Wow, that is. Yep. Yeah.
Go ahead. What I was going to say is during our functional movement screen, part of it involves getting up off the ground. And so we get to watch people and see how they do. Not to that extent. I really want to look into that a little bit more after Andrew mentioned that. But we will watch people get off the ground. And a lot of times it's a wake-up call for the person. They didn't even realize that they couldn't do it because they avoid it. You know, they don't even try to get down on the ground because they're afraid to, I think. So oftentimes it's a wake-up call to them. They're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. And immediately that becomes one of their number one goals. And I would have never thought that getting into this business 8 years ago that would be a number one goal to help people get up and down off the ground. But it sometimes is the number one goal for our members, is to have better ease of getting up and down off the ground. Because so many times in life, you have to be able to do that. And even just thinking about having grandkids, they're on the floor a lot with kids, with little toddlers and babies and things like that. They want to be able to do things like that again.
Yeah, I mean, I have to tell you, my son's 12 right now, so I hope I'm a long way off from grandkids, but I know that I'll be waiting a long time for them. And when they come along, I'm going to want to get up and down off the floor easily to play with them.
Sure.
I can't imagine being at that stage in life and not being able to do something like that would just tug at my heart.
And I have a real quick story about that, actually.
Please.
So one of our members, keep her name a little anonymous, but so she came in and she told me after a couple times working with her that she had not laid on the ground in over 10 years. This is a couple of years back, so it was since early 2000s where she had not been on the ground. And that's crazy. She was terrified to get on the ground. So we started, kind of like we talked about, run your own race. So the first couple of months, we didn't even touch the floor. We figured out a way to do everything up on her feet. And then after about 3 or 4 months of training, just good functional-based training, nothing special, nothing crazy, we just did the basics really well. She was able to get up and down off the ground for the first time, and it was a huge moment. High fives, hugging, she got a little teary. It was a really cool moment. And then after that, for the next year, she was on the ground every single day. She came in to work out 3 times a week, and it was a whole new life for her.
That's life-changing. It's the simple things that we take for granted that can make the biggest impact. Mm-hmm. I see that time and time again in my practice as well. How cool that you're getting to see that so much at Pursuit Fitness. I love following your, I get your emails, and it's always just full of great information. Love your newsletter. And you've also got some really great stories, and that's just one of them. You've got a couple others here that were great examples I'd love for you to share.
Yeah, awesome.
Sure. I mean, there's definitely a ton of stories, but I'll just give you an example. I think this is a really cool example because it's somebody, a lot of times people, the time to allow for fitness is something that's an obstacle for them, right? We have somebody that's over 70 years old that's been in our gym since the beginning of Pursuit Fitness. So I'm talking, I mean, it's like going on 7 years now here. And she's been a one-time-a-week member. She only comes in on Saturdays. At the same time, she never misses a week. But one time a week. And she has seen tremendous benefits from just that alone. And her biggest thing is she watches her great nieces and nephews, and she has to be able to be active with them, and that's the whole reason why she trains. And one time a week, she has seen tremendous benefit. She can do more than some of our younger, you know, people that are like almost half of her age. She can do just as much weight. She's as strong as some of them. And this is just one time a week thing. So it doesn't have to be, it's not an all or nothing thing. Let's just do something and you can see a tremendous benefit. So that's just kind of a cool story. We highlighted her as a member of the month not too long ago. We've had multiple members go on different hikes and vacations that they aspired to that didn't think they could do a few years ago. One person just went to Zion National Park and hiked all over, and she made a post on our, we have a private members group where people can post things all the time, and she posted a picture of her hiking, and she never thought she'd be able to do that. We had somebody go to Europe and actually push her elderly parent all throughout Europe. And she didn't think she could have done that, you know, a few years ago either as well.
It's just huge. And more stories coming out from Pursuit Fitness. I'm so glad you guys were able to come and join me today. Yeah. I would love for you to share a little bit of information about how they can get in touch with you if anyone's listening.
Sure.
And wants to reach out.
So our website, if you could just Google Pursuit Fitness, you should find us. We're in Maryland Heights by Westport Plaza. But our full website's pursuitfitnessandperformance.com, all spelled out. There's a couple ways that you can request a free, what we call a success session, which is a consultation just to see if we're a good fit for you. And then we're also offering right now just a few free 7-day passes. So if you got in contact with us and mentioned that you would like a free 7-day pass, we'd love to invite you out for free. Just you can fully experience what we do for 7 days and again, see if it's a good fit to help you with your own fitness journey.
Love it. Ryan Morgan and Andrew Hammerlink from Pursuit Fitness, thank you so much for being here today. This is Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information from me or to reach out, find me online at amandalaplante.com or on facebook.com/getrealtoheal. You can also follow me on Instagram @getrealtoheal and reach out anytime for a free consultation at 314-583-6749. Make it a great day.